Holly is like one of my favorite people who've ever walked on this earth. She's unbelievable, and I was obsessed with Holly my whole life. She's 10 years older than me, and she's my cousin, but she was more like a sister to me. Neither one of us had a sister, and we've always been really, really close, and Holly is unbelievable. She got diagnosed with a brain tumor when she was 23, I think, younger than me, and stage 4 cancer, and they told her that she wasn't going to live, and there was nothing that they could do, and she beat that. And I just remember, like, I was in middle school, and I remember her fighting the disease and winning and being so excited to, like, we got to keep her, you know, and she's still with us. And I would go stay with Holly. Like, I spent an entire summer with her once, like, literally lived with her when I was younger. And she helped. I remember, like, I used to sit with Holly, or I used to go over to the house, and we would sing in her room and practice, and she'd show me moves, and Holly loves to sing as well, and she was just so influential in my childhood. She believed in me, and I just looked up to her so much. And then when she beat cancer, when I got a little bit older, she went with me to my American Idol audition, and I did that audition with Holly in the room, and I love her so, so much, and she's so strong. And unfortunately, last week, she was fine on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, she woke up with a headache, and she had a brain bleed, and had to be flown to Atlanta for emergency surgery, and she's in a coma now. And on Wednesday, they told us there wasn't anything they could do for her. They didn't think she was going to respond, like, she wasn't responding at all after the surgery. And now she gave a thumbs up when the doctors asked her if she could hear them, and she's moving her legs, and she is responding. She hasn't woken up yet, but she's gonna. I believe she's gonna, because she's Holly, and she's amazing. It was crazy to get that news in the middle of all of this, because it's the busiest thing I've ever done.